July 2, total commitment to God. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. Matthew 6:22. The work of the Spirit of God in a man is not a work that unfits him for the common duties of ordinary life. There is not to be one religion for business and another religion for the church. The work of the Spirit of God embraces the whole man, soul, body, and spirit. If the Word of God is cherished as an abiding principle in the heart and held fast under all and every circumstance, man is brought with his entrusted capabilities under subjection to the Lord Jesus Christ. His undivided powers, even his thoughts, are brought into captivity to Christ. This is true sanctification. All parts of the experience blend in complete harmony. He is wanting in nothing. He does not keep part to himself to do with just as he pleases. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. This says thine eye, not some other person's eye. The rich experience that it is our privilege to have, we lose when we expect someone else to do our seeing for us and guide us in our spiritual experience as if we were blind. We must have an eye single to God's glory, a single and persistent purpose to leave self and the preferences of others out of the question. He who truly loves and fears God, striving with a singleness of purpose to do His will place his body, his mind, his heart, his soul, his strength under service to God. Thus it was with Enoch. He walked with God. His mind was not defiled by an impure, defective eyesight. Those who are determined to make the will of God their own must serve and please God in everything. Then the character will be harmonious and well-balanced, consistent, cheerful, and true. You are each living your probationary time day by day, obtaining your experience as the days pass, but you can go over the ground only once. Then let every precious moment be employed as you will wish it had been when the judgment shall sit and the book shall be opened. Our Lord will judge us according to the opportunities that we have had.